The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with Micah.
Hey.
All right, so we're back. This episode is entitled The Mango. So this episode is basically about erectile dysfunction and fruit and the power of fruit. What did you think of this episode, Micah?
I mean, this is a classic, right? Like they come out the gate talking about eating pussy. this is one of those episodes that when you get to the highlight reel episode, yeah. like you could just air this entire episode. It's that good.
It like the jokes. The best episodes are always the ones that are littered with double entendres.
Yeah.
Like, and this one is absolutely nailing it all the time. So I love this episode. I thought it was really great. And it basically starts out with Jerry and George at Monk's talking about going, basically George was like going down on his new girlfriend, and she gave him the tap on the shoulder, to say like, you're done. And that obviously it wasn't great.
I mean, look, let's be honest. Like, egos aside.
Go ahead.
How real is that conversation?
How real is that conversation?
Yeah. Because look, I don't know about you. I remember my first time performing cunnilingus on a woman. And much like in the show where Jerry's just like, nobody really knows what they're doing. You just kind of close your eyes and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you do, right?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I think that's largely true. I mean, I've certainly gotten better at it over time.
Yeah. But it took a minute.
Yeah. The first, yeah. You're like, I have no idea what's happening. And look, I need women to be a little bit more, they're like, oh, well, I'm good at giving a blowjob. Yeah, it's a little easier.
It's a little different.
It's a little different. There's only one avenue you're driving down, right? Like, for men, it's a little bit different. It's a lot of forks in the road,
yeah.
Some one-way streets, you know? Like,
yeah. Like, women could practice on, you know, bananas, lollipops, popsicles. No one's fucking trying to pleasure a roast beef sandwich, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't really...
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because the B story starts off with Kramer having a peach that's bad,
yeah.
Which a peach is normally,
yeah.
You know, and I didn't think about that until literally just now, and a peach is normally like a euphemism for, or a stand-in for a woman's vagina. So that was pretty funny, actually. So it starts off this conversation between Jerry and George, and George is like, he's dating this woman, and everything is really great. Except for the fact that she is like, they have issues in the bedroom, and George talks about like, oh, you know, I've never been confident about basically going down on a woman, and like you said, Jerry's like, yeah, you just close your eyes, hope for the best. And so he talks about her tapping him on the shoulder when she's going down, and they're like, ooh, that's not good. I have never gotten the tap from a you're done. I've gotten a tap of it's too much. I've gotten that tap. Like, I'm gonna lose it. Like, I've gotten that, which is a perfectly fine time to be tapped. Like, if you're gonna get tapped out, you're like, oh, yeah. I'm doing too good of a job.
Yeah, if you're okay. gonna get tapped out, it's because she's about to fucking crush your head with a thigh.
Right, you know what and I mean? That's and I've gotten into that. So like, so if you look at the Instagram models I follow, I'm totally fine with that. But it's, yeah, that I've gotten that. Have you ever gotten a tap one way or the other?
I don't think I've gotten a tap one way or the other. There was the one girl, Veronica, who...
you just say their fucking name.
Oh, well, fuck it. All right, you know.
Are you paying for premium content?
Right.
Veronica?
Exactly.
I'll let you know if I get a sign up.
But, that she really enjoyed what I did.
Right.
Whereas the first girl that I did that to was Kelly, and like it wasn't a good experience.
The first girl I ever went down on, she was definitely, it turned out, if you go back a couple episodes, I talked about her. She turned out to be a lesbian. Was not cool with it. Like, I think it was just like, just sex in general was kind of like, so that was definitely like a big deal. Mm. And so she felt very uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, that's ironic in the future, because that's all you're going to be doing. So maybe she really wanted to do it instead of having it done. I don't know. But like, certainly like relationships after that, I was like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm a pro now.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I got it. Step aside, Butch. Right. Let's go to work, you know? But, so Jerry and George are talking, and then George makes the comment that maybe his girlfriend is faking her orgasms with him. And Elaine comes out of the bathroom to sit down with them just as he's saying that. And she's like, oh, who's faking it? Faking orgasms? Oh my God, you know? And they ask her, like, oh, have you ever faked? And she's like, tons of times. Like, of course. And he's like, how do guys not know? Jerry's like, how do guys not know? And she just drops the bomb. She's like, you didn't know. And then basically she says, yeah, I faked it with you every time.
Jesus.
That is devastating.
I mean, that's like, talk about bruising somebody's ego, man. Like, yeah.
Look, if you said, I've done it to you once or twice over the array of our relationship, you could be like, all right, you could let it go, but...
Not every single time. Come on, man.
She's like, oh, I just didn't have orgasms back then. Like, so I just wasn't blowing your back out then, I guess. Okay, thanks. That would be rough.
That would be very rough.
Have you ever suspected someone you had sex with having a fake orgasm?
No, because the only women because
your ego will not allow it.
Oh no, not at all. The only woman that I've had sex with the most besides my wife was my previous relationship.
Womp womp.
Yeah, like that's pretty much how it was. And it was just kind of womp womp. And so there was nothing to fake.
That's unfortunate.
You know, with the first girl, I mean, who knows? We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. With Veronica,
just throwing each other's parts at each other.
Yeah, like you know, I know how to spelunk. You know,
fair enough.
And then my wife, who is hopefully not listening to this, she is. I can't like, I gotta clean up. You know what I mean? Like she has them. She has them. So,
oh boy.
I couldn't be happier.
There you go.
There's no threat of possibly faking.
Right.
With her.
Yeah, for me, I mean, no. I don't think so. I honestly don't think so.
The question is, have you faked it? Because much like Kramer, look, this is the one thing that Kramer and I have in common. I have faked it.
I also have faked
it. Yeah, because it's like, and the rationale they use in the show is the rationale, right? It's just like, look, I'm fucking tired.
I've had enough, and I want to get some sleep.
Yes, that's it, man.
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
Like, Jesus Christ,
Now, I will say this. I have, okay, it's a head fake, right? It's a half fake, right? Because sometimes you're like, going. You're like, all right, let's fucking get it done. Because, like, a woman can fake it, and it's just emotional and audible. There's in fact a release. So like, without being too crass, not that this episode is not going to be crass as fuck. Like, yeah.
Crass.
Also this show. Like, what am I doing? You see, you know, jizz. So yeah, I've done the sort of like amped it up and then it like super amps her up. And then I end up like, oh, damn, you know, like, so, it, you know, like, there, you know, you can go long enough where then you just like, you've gone past the point of no return where you're just like, oh, I was supposed to have an orgasm fucking, you know, three exits back. Yeah. But I was in the rhythm so much, I missed my exit. And then you're just, you're still going. And then you're like, fuck, I got to get done because I got to get to bed because I got to go to work tomorrow. So, yeah, no, I've definitely kind of been like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, my God. And then, you know. Yeah, or you throw it into high gear to get done.
Right. Because it's just like, all right, like we've been here long enough.
Yeah. Like you're sweating. I'm sweating. Right. I'm fucking tired.
I'm tired.
Right. Exactly.
Your like, I'm just laying there.
Right. I'm putting in work. All right. Like real work.
The hell out of here.
So, yes, I have. I remember when I saw this episode the first time, I was like,
why would a guy fake it? Yeah. Like how?
Yeah. And then like, as you live your life, you go, all right, I get it. Yeah, sometimes you're just like, all right. But yeah, I imagine that was supposed to be groundbreaking when this episode came out. But yeah, that's like totally true. I think it's probably true of a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
none of them will admit it, though. None of them will admit it.
Yeah, I'll totally admit it. Like, not with my wife, but. I'm like,
yeah, some random ass chick like that, like, I don't like any goddamn way.
I'm like,
and if you just kind of laying there, not doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, look,
all right, I'm done.
Like, look, I had my back workout for the week. Right. Stressing and pumping and sweating. Like, all right, man, I got my cardio in. I get it. Like, you seem more than done, and I'm certainly over it.
Right. Because guess what? Like, it's embarrassing, right? Like, it's embarrassing to be, like, putting in work and then to not have some sort of reciprocation.
Yeah, you need reciprocity.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
You do. And like, look, men are simple animals.
Right.
You throw a little couple of moans in there.
Right, that's it. Look,
some nails on the back. We're done. That's a game over scenario for us. We can't keep it up.
You want me to hurry up? Then you got to fucking act like you want me to hurry up. God damn it.
Yeah. No, I agree. What
if you just put some
put some thoughts behind it.
Right. If you're just sitting there like, all right, I see where this is going. I'm not going to embarrass myself anymore. We're done here.
Yeah. Oh, nope. Yeah, I know. And look, I mean, I've never faked coming. That I have definitely never done. Because that seems ridiculous. Like, fuck that. I'll just stay here until I do. No. No, that end game is too good of a feeling that I'm going to fake that. Fuck you. That's like faking getting ice cream. Like, no, just go get ice cream. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So they cut to a scene of George and his girlfriend, potential faker, at a restaurant. And she's eating, she's finishing up her risotto at a restaurant, and she's just, like, going on and on, like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's so great. She, like, pulls out a cigarette and lights it and smokes it. She is just basically mimicking an orgasm. And George is like, all right. Like, like, oh, you seem really satisfied with the risotto. Like, I will make a confession here. Where I grew up, Jewish women I find very attractive. This woman, yes.
Oh, are you kidding? First of all, certain Jewish.
She's got a big nose, dude. Look, it is weirdly my thing. I think it's because I grew up around a lot of Jewish girls. I think that's true.
That's your Achilles heel.
Yeah, it is.
Jewish.
My wife
women,
does not have a large nose.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why I married
that's
her.
Why you married her.
Not all the rest of those uggos.
Jewish women, certain Jewish. There's a certain Jewish woman who has black features.
They do.
Big lips.
Yep.
Naturally curly hair.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You might as well be a light-skinned black chick.
I mean, in fairness, Jews are the black people of white people. Like, that is true. Like, they are. They get treated like shit. Crazy conspiracies, like, about them. Yeah, they are the black people of white people. Yeah, no, this woman, like, she's got a way about her. I was just like, oh, I would disappoint the hell out of you. Absolutely. And she's been in a number of things around this time too. I want to say she was on, that's not West Wing. She was on
House.
What something
Lisa Cuddy on House.
What about something like in the 90s, like around the time she was on Seinfeld?
Let's see. She was on Wings. Love Wings. She was on Mad About You for an episode. Mm-hmm. She was on L.A. Law.
Really, a Jewish lawyer.
Mm-hmm. She was on ER.
I don't watch that show.
She was on, but she's all these things. She's been like bit in parts. Like one episode.
Yeah, she's like a bit part actor.
Yeah,
actress. So needless to say, I think she's hot. Anyway, so George is like, oh, you know, would you tell me if you weren't satisfied with stuff that's going on in the bedroom? And she was like, yeah, I think I would. But then again, I'm an enigma. He's like, what? The fuck does that mean? And so he still doesn't have any answers as to whether or not there's a problem in the bedroom. Cut to Jerry, who's like having, like, he's kind of freaking out about the notion that Elaine faked it with him. And so they're at a restaurant together. And he's like, and she's enjoying ice cream in the similar way that the woman's enjoying the risotto. And then Jerry's like, give me another shot. It's like, let me try to blow your back out. Give me 30 minutes. Let me see what I can do. And she's like, no, what? Get the fuck out of my face. And he's like, and he does that classic guy thing. He's like, you think I can do it? You don't want me to basically prove you wrong. Like, are you trying to reverse psychology, use reverse psychology to get some pussy? Like, Jerry, you ain't slick. That shit is funny, dude.
Fucking high school lad's mentality.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't. He basically pulled a fucking DJ Khaled. You don't want me to win. Like, they don't want you to have breakfast. Like, what? Who was they? So she's like, no, that'll ruin our friendship. And he's like, no, friendship, schmenship. I'm trying to hit that ass. Like, let me do it.
And it's purely, I love how it's purely to satisfy his ego. Not because I want to satisfy you and I think I can. Like, you've never had an orgasm back then. I think I can. No, I know what I'm doing. And I need to be able to give you an orgasm.
I need to be, because he says, oh, I think you just like to hold that above me. Right. Yeah, he just doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
Because he's a fucking child.
Fucking funny.
And so they cut back to George and his girlfriend back at her house. And they were just about to have sex, but he couldn't get it up because of all the talk of the fake orgasm. It freaked him out. And so she's like, oh, it's okay. And he's like, this is Jerry and Elaine's fault. Faking orgasm, talk, and all this other stuff. I, you know, it's not working. And so he's all upset about it. Have you ever had erectile dysfunction? Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
The question.
This is, we're friends.
Actually, before you say this, before you answer the question, I have someone who wrote in, guy James, who is a listener of the show. He also writes for us. Telling a story of his friend who back in the day, he was like, because he knew this was the next episode, he was like, I got to send you this ED story. So he says he was like, you know, back in like the 90s, there was that rumor that drinking too much Mountain Dew caused erectile dysfunction. Do you remember this? Because of like yellow number 5 or something or whatever stupid shit.
Yeah.
And apparently his friend used to drink like 3 Mountain Dews a day.
Mm.
And his girlfriend, he ended up not being able to get it up with his girlfriend at one point, and this guy's girlfriend came and talked to James and was like, could you tell him to like stop drinking so much Mountain Dew? And he just fucking burst out laughing because she thought that was true as well, which is fucking hilarious. Spoiler alert, that's not true.
No, it's not.
It's
true.
Probably your friend couldn't get it up because drinking soda is really bad for you and causes you to gain more weight, and the more weight you have, the more estrogen you have, which helps with eating.
Right. You're just drinking a bunch of fucking, you're drinking 3 cans of soda every day.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what kind. If you get, the fatter you get, the less testosterone you have in your body, the shorter and less hard your erections would be. So there you go. There's a little science lesson for you.
So I
back to the embarrassing question.
I haven't told you this. I haven't told anybody this. So this is between you, myself, and whoever decided to pay us.
Which is fair.
But even with my...
I'll be releasing this one for free.
Even with... while I was with my now wife, there was a time where I just could not get it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, sure you don't. Is that why you're fucking?
I don't mean to laugh. No, that's fucked up. That's why.
And I don't know what it was. Right? Like sometimes.
Was that when you guys were first dating?
No. Like it was.
You weren't married.
No, we weren't married.
Yeah, I was like.
But it was between, you know, when we got back together, and when, you know, till we got married or whatever, and I couldn't. I never knew what it was due to. Right? Like
emotional.
I don't know if it was depression or yeah. What.
That'll do it.
So I can't remember if I told my dad. Or,
oh no!
I can't remember if I told my dad or if my dad just had some sort of like fatherly ESP or something like that.
Oh,
so
look, I know your dad. He's not the smoothest person in situations like that.
So my father pulls me aside one day and he was like, "Yeah, Mike, I got this pill here." He was like, "You know, sometimes I take it, you know, just to help me out a little bit." Because my dad, you know, this is where my dad was like really, really heavy. Like he's lost weight since you've seen him. He's lost weight since the wedding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, but he was heavier than that.
Oh, okay.
And you
and
know.
That'll do it, man.
Right.
Like, have that the best will do it.
And,
it.
You know, he's 60 years old.
Right. So like, you know. You're also, your testosterone has fallen off a fucking cliff for 20 years.
Right. So he said, "I got this pill." And he said, "Works for me, and I'm gonna give you one." I said, "All right." And the pill is called.
Yo, if you tell me, you know what? Hold on. Before you say it, I'm gonna write down. We're gonna play the fucking Johnny Carson game. If you tell me what I'm gonna write down, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Okay, I am circling what I wrote. Go ahead. And the name is?
The pill is called Mojo Ryzen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say.
Oh, no.
Extends that, like, fake Viagra.
That's what Mojo Ryzen is. It's fake Viagra. It's the shit that you see when you're
like at a gas station?
Yes. It is the shit that you see at a gas station for, like, $5 a pill, right? So I took this thing.
Oh my God.
I took this thing and I first popped it in and I'm like, "All right, this isn't really doing anything." So then I looked at the side effects.
Don't take this.
Pretty much.
You're going to die.
And I see that it's not necessarily regulated by the FDA.
No. It's not regulated by the FDA. Don't try to clean that shit up. It's literally not.
And I look at the side effects, and as I look at the side effects, I feel the side effects. And the side effects, like I'm taking this thing, right? And dude, my face starts to tingle. Like, you know how when you've slept on your arm or something like that?
Yeah, it's like falls asleep.
And sometimes it tingles. Like mine, my face, my entire face was tingling. And I can feel it. Like I could feel myself getting flush. And then I go to the mirror and I see my face has puffed up. Like I look like I took a fat pill. Like my face puffed up. I was redder than usual, and it's hard to tell, you know, when black people get red, because,
right?
You know, we're black.
Oh my God.
But I had a puffy face. I had a puffy red face that was tingling, and I'm freaking the fuck out because Erica is coming over, and I'm, you know, I took this, you know, because I didn't know how long it would take. I'm freaking the fuck out, man. And for like a half an hour, I'm just sitting there. Like, oh shit, I fucking killed myself. Like, I poisoned myself. It eventually goes down, right? The face eventually goes down.
Before she gets there or no?
She gets there, and about 5 minutes later, my face goes down.
Does she notice that your face is weird?
No, because I was doing everything I could to, like, just, I open the door, and then, oh, hey, come on in. Yeah, I'm just going to run back here real quick. You know, I do everything to fucking hide my face.
Oh, my God, you're a fucking sitcom. You're a living sitcom.
Because, you know, I feel it slowly going down. So I'm like, all right, good. And by the time, you know, by the time she gets in and is settled and all that stuff, my face is somewhat back to normal. Right. And so, you know, long story short,
holy shit.
Long story short, it worked. Right. Like okay. I was ready. I was ready and raring to go. The problem is, even after you finish, you're still ready.
You're right.
Like, you're still, like, ready to go. And it got to the point where she was just like, I mean, we were going
like,
at
calm
it.
Calm down, nigga. What's your problem?
We were going at it for, like, over an hour of just straight intercourse. Like, not the stuff that leads up to the intercourse. Yeah. Just, like,
that's a lot.
That's a long fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
And she to the point where she was just like, "All right, I'm tired."
Yeah, I've had those conversations. You're like, okay,
right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm still walking around with a fucking hard dick. And this thing is just like, and it's not like the 40-year-old virgin. We was like, well, did you jerk off? Like, no, that shit doesn't work. Like,
it's priapism. That's why.
Right, dude. So
how long did it last? Please tell me you had to call a hotline.
No, I didn't have to call a hotline. Eventually, like the next day, I was okay.
The next day?
Yeah, because it took a long time.
Jeez.
Like, I had to go to sleep with a hard dick. And it took a long time. But it finally
You're supposed to call a hotline if it lasts for 4 hours.
Well, I was asleep, so I didn't know how long.
Oh, you passed the fuck out. There's no blood in your brain.
So,
Jesus Christ.
So I was like, all right, that worked. Maybe that's enough for me to get my confidence back. And it wasn't. So I'm like, all right. So for about a month, I went on Amazon and I kept buying these things. And these things are like $3 to $5 a pill.
You kept buying those specific things?
Yeah, because it worked. So I would...
Wait, did you? Okay, hold. Because this is unbelievably stupid. Did your face puff up every single
time? Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But you know what?
You were like, okay, I got 30 minutes of puffed up face, then I'll be able to go at it.
Then I'll be able to, right, then I'll be able to
I'd like to think that your dad, that happens to your dad every single time he uses it, and the two of you are fucking morons, and you do it anyway. Jesus Christ. Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
So yeah, I took it for about a month, and then I was like, Let me go on the FDA's website to check this thing out.
They're like, are you fucking insane?
June 10th, 2013, the Food and Drug Administration is advising customers not to purchase or use Mojo Ryzen, a product promoted for and sold for sexual enhancement. FDA laboratory analysis confirmed that Mojo Ryzen contains some fucking drug, and that drug is structurally similar to another drug. Basically, it can lower your blood pressure because all the blood is going to your fucking dick.
Well, that's what Viagra does too.
Right. But Viagra is regulated. Whereas
right.
This shit is sold at gas stations.
Yo, that's fucking ridiculous. I think the most egregious part of that story is that you took it knowing that it would give your, like, fuck your face up for a bit just so you could have a big swinging dick. Wow, that is...
I had confidence issues, man.
Wow, yeah, you did, and also logic issues. That is not worth it, dude. Work out more, do some cardio. I don't know, lift some fucking weights. Wow, I have never. Okay, I was gonna say I have never taken anything like that. That's not true. So, I take this every day. I take it twice a day. So I take Yohimbine, which is a fat burner, right? But one of the like side effects or whatever is like sexual potency or some fucking bullshit. They have like a tiger on the cover of it or some stupid shit like that. They're like, you'll become a real man. I'm like, one, I am a man. I'm almost a full man. But so I'll take these pills for fat burning. And like it also, so it's what they refer to as like thermogenic. So it heats you up, right? Like after about 15 minutes or so, it heats you up. Well, that whole like sexual potency thing is fucking true. It's not so much like Viagra or fucking horny goat weed or whatever the fuck you were taking. One, it doesn't have any side effects, but it heats you up so you sweat more, right? Like I normally take it before I go to the gym or whatever as well. But when you're taking it three times or twice a day, you sweat more, period. And I was taking it recently, and like my wife and I had sex, and she was like, are you okay? Like, I was sweating, because I don't really sweat that much. I mean, like, you know, you're like getting, you know, you're having a good time or whatever, but like, I was sweating like someone had poured like a bucket of water on my fucking head. Dude, she was like, Jesus Christ, like literally in the middle of it. She's like, are you okay? Like, are you gonna have a fucking heart attack? But yeah, it makes you sweat so much more, right? And like, it just, it ramps everything through the roof. So it's like, yeah, you know, I enjoy having sex. Yeah. But on Yohimbine, it's like, let's go, let's go. Like, sex, and you're just like, yeah, it was good. 15-minute break, you're fucking ready to go, dude. And I'm just like, one, all right, this is pretty cool. But two, I'm like, this is slightly terrifying. Like, the human body has limits, my man. Like, my thighs and legs have limits of strength. Okay, like, you know, it was just really funny, but I started taking it, you know, like springtime, everybody's like, hey, it's great weather, and everybody's, you know, more active and all this other stuff, and people have more sex and all that's true. Dude, like, not to be crass, my wife and I were literally taking fucking afternoon delight, like coming home at lunchtime, like that off, like every day for like 2 months during the week. It was ridiculous. People were like, oh, do you want to go out to lunch? No. Going home for lunch. I only work fucking 10 minutes away. Fuck that. Going home. But yeah, it was like, and I still take that stuff, and it's really funny. But yeah, that's absolutely true. So if you want to be like a raring fucking swinging dick, Yohimbine, you can buy it at fucking GNC. And it's good. It's a fat burner. But don't take too much of it right away, because you will fucking sweat your fucking heart out.
There you go.
Yeah. So, all past that, people are going to have a fucking blast with this episode. All past that, the B story is that Kramer decides that he eats this peach at Jerry's apartment early on, and it's bad. So he takes the half-eaten peach back to Joe's fruit stand, and he tries to get a refund, and Joe's like, no, take it up with God. I don't make the fruit. I just sell the fruit. And him and Kramer get into an argument, and he's like, well, you're banned from the store, so fucking beat it. And so Kramer freaks out, and now he asks Jerry to buy all of his fruit for him. And so he's like, he makes him a list, and he's like, I need you to get me avocados, mangoes, plantains, and all this other shit. And Jerry's like, I don't even know what a plantain is. It's like, wow, one, you're super white.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my
mouth. Like, come on, goddamn. He's like, oh, it's in the banana family. So Jerry goes in to get Kramer some fruit, and Joe realizes that it's Kramer's fruit list, and he bans Jerry as well. So they end up having to get George to pick up fruit for both of them. And meanwhile, one of the things on the list of fruits to get were mangoes. And George is like freaking out because he can't get, his dick isn't working. You know, he can't get to a gas station to buy fucking Mojo Rising. And I can't believe you bought that. That's insane. So Kramer's like, hey, man, you should try some of this mango. It's really good. And George is like, I don't fucking want any mango. And he's like, just try it. It's really good. And George tries some, and he really likes it. And then he says he feels his dick move. And so he gets super excited and just starts eating a ton of it. He's like, I just felt like I got a B12 shot. And he grabs a handful of it, and he runs out to go meet his girlfriend to have sex with her. And he does. And the sex is really good. But George is an idiot. So he thinks that she's faking it when clearly she came hard as shit. And he calls her out for it, and of course she wasn't faking it, right. And he totally ruins his chances with her, and she kicks him out.
It's a fucking idiot.
Hey, even if I thought a woman was faking it, so what?
Yeah.
I came.
Right. That's
your problem that you didn't.
Right. Look, I tried to get you there, and if you decided that you wanted to pretend to get there, well,
yeah, I don't see how that's my fault.
Right.
Look, if I don't try and you don't get there, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
If I try and then you're like, meh, whatever, well, you're right. It is a whatever. Trust me, I'm making it to the promised land at the end of the day. I'm going to get there every goddamn time. So Jerry and Elaine are sort of in outs because he can't get over the orgasm thing. So he asks her to bring stuff that he left over her apartment to him and vice versa. And so she does. And just when they're like getting ready to part ways forever, she's like, fine, I'll give you 30 minutes. And he's like, come on. She's like, come on right now. Let's do this. And she's like, we have to have sex to save the friendship. It's like, to save the friendship? Okay. And so he's like, if we have to have sex, we have to have sex.
I wish I had female friends that looked good enough back in the day to just be like, you know what? We got to have sex to save our friendship.
No problem. Gladly. And so Jerry goes to have sex with Elaine, and he can't get it up. And so he's laying there looking all fucking pathetic. And she's like, she's like just reading a magazine, and he's freaking out. And she goes, is there any more of that fruit from, you know, from the fruit stand? She's like, or do you have any more mango? And yeah, the episode ends with Jerry being like, oh. And so so he runs out to go get that, obviously, and I guess give it another try. So there you go. And that's the end of the episode. Parting thoughts?
It's a fucking awesome episode, man. Like, it's, they always seem to really come in strong first episodes of new seasons.
Yeah.
And
also, any of the ones that are heavy on sex.
Yeah. Because for some reason people don't talk about sex like that. Well, and you have to find very clever ways to talk about sex.
I think that's why this episode and the masturbation episode is so good, because they never say cunnilingus, fellatio, blowjob, going down. They never say any of that, but you know exactly what they're talking about, and they're able to express it perfectly.
Yeah. It's a great episode.
Yeah, it really is.
One of my favorites.
So this is the start of season 5. This is a fucking murderer's row of episodes, man. Like,
every single one of them, man.
This is the best season by far. So we will see you guys next week for another episode. Do you know what the next episode is, by
the way? Puffy shirt.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. All right. She's a low talker. All right, we will see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?